Marty Croft. You're listening to TV Confidential, and this is my favorite podcast.
Ed Robertson welcoming you to TV Confidential, a radio talk show about television that has taken a few days off this week for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We hope your Thanksgiving is safe and festive, and we'll be back with a brand new show for you next week. In the meantime, one of the great traditions of Thanksgiving, of course, is the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which has been a staple of television every Thanksgiving since 1948 and exclusively on NBC television since 1953. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade originates from the heart of New York City, which means it is particularly special to native New Yorkers such as our friend Phil Grice. Phil Grice, of course, founder and owner of Archival Television Audio, the largest vintage TV soundtrack archive in the world, featuring more than 15,000 hours of audio from the first 25 years of television that has either been lost or otherwise not archived. ATVAudio.com. Phil has put together some audio highlights of some of the early Thanksgiving Day parade coverages. Phil, always good to have you on the program.
Always a pleasure to be on the program with you, Ed. Thank you.
What led to the start of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Well, it's really mushroomed in leaps and bounds since this time more than 44 million people watch the parade on television each year, and a couple of million actually congregate at Herald Square in New York and watch the parade as it starts Central Park West. As a matter of fact, I first photographed with an 8mm movie camera the 1957 Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I still have that footage. And Hopper Long Cassidy was in that parade, and it was the introduction of the Popeye balloon. So my fondness and nostalgia goes way back, personally, and it's really a pleasure to be able to bring together some of my TV audio air check from Archival Television Audio to reminisce with regard to television broadcasts over the years. And many of these, almost all of them, are peerless. The Barry Center, UCLA, Library of Congress, they do not have hardly any of the broadcasts from the late 40s, 50s, 60s, and into the early 70s. So it's going to be a lot of fun for our audience.
Of course, when we think of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, we think of the colorful floats, most famously Underdog, most famously Bullwinkle, and in recent years, Bart Simpson. I understand that when the parade first started in 1924, they weren't floats per se, but employees of Macy's dressed up in very colorful costumes.
Well, they primarily had bands, and there were floats. There were floats going back to 1927. In fact, the very first float was Felix the Cat. You had Mickey Mouse debut in 1934, at Donald Duck in 35, Superman in 1939. You had a number of people who certainly were in costume, and the float took more and more of a focus point in the later years, yes.
Well, yeah, especially once it became televised because, you know, look, that's, as they say in the business, that's your money shot.
It is your money shot. And as I mentioned, when I went to the 57 parade with my dad and my mother, and if our audience can believe this, my dad actually would drive to 34th Street and park across the street from Macy's, and we would walk out, and we would have no problem getting the first row at Herald Square and watch the debut of Popeye, which was a major balloon at that time, and Hoppy and so many other celebrities. Today we can't even get close to those streets any longer. It's a madhouse.
Of course, you mentioned 34th Street. The Macy's Day Parade, for a lot of people, first became well known because it was a central part of the storyline of the classic motion picture Miracle on 34th Street with Edmund Gwenn and Natalie Wood. In fact, I think they used footage of the 1946 parade in that movie.
So that movie really put the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on the map. That brought great awareness to the populace of the United States that there were these parades. because prior to that, you were only had the parade locally on radio. So with the advent of TV and the beginning of the parade being televised in the late 40s, and maybe we could go into a little history there at one point, that movie really was a catalyst for people tuning in every year and being very excited about that parade.
We're talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. 2014 marks the 90th anniversary of the very first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Our friend Phil Grice of Archival Television Audio has put together some highlights of NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade from the 60s and 1970s. Of course, the parade has been synonymous with NBC television, Phil, but I understand NBC was not the first network to televise it.
Well, NBC was not the first network to televise it. In fact, the very first television coverage of the Thanksgiving Day Parade was on WCBS from 10:15 a.m. to around 12 o'clock p.m. prior to football. And during that Thanksgiving Day Parade, that was also locally televised on WPIX. So it was a very, very early example of the parade being televised. That particular year, it's interesting to note there were a few additional specials, which we'll get into later in our tribute to Thanksgiving and programming. But that particular debut, WNBC, WCBS, WPIX, three stations would air that parade at the same time.
Of course, NBC became the official network of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade beginning in 1953. One of the clips we're going to play tonight was from NBC's coverage from the 1962 Thanksgiving Day Parade. And as always, it featured NBC personalities hosting behind the scene, although it's interesting, one of the people covering the parade is Chris Schenkel, who I always think of in terms of ABC.
Well, you know, Chris Schenkel and Bud Palmer, who hosted that 1962 parade, a couple of thoughts on that particular TV audio air track. As far as I am aware, that is the very earliest surviving example of a Macy's NBC broadcast. It's a very, very interesting last 5 minutes of that parade, the way they sign off, the fact that they hired two sportscasters to be hosts, except for Joe Garagiola years later. That typically was not the case. Usually a Dave Galloway or some celebrity, even a Bob Smith from Howdy Doody fame, they would be elected to be hosts. So this is a pretty interesting moment in time, going back to 1962, with Chris Schenkel and Bud Palmer. And yes, Chris Schenkel typically was an ABC man.
Well, it makes sense that you have sportscasters do a parade, at least initially, because they're used to covering play-by-play. And that's essentially what a commentator on a parade would does, is commenting on the parade passing you by, as Carol Channing would put it. So with that in mind, we're going to play a little bit of the last few minutes of the 1962 NBC coverage of the Thanksgiving Day Parade. The earliest surviving audio of Thanksgiving Day Parade's coverages for the first 25 years, courtesy of ATVAudio.com.
Well, doggone, Chris, this is certainly a tremendous parade. The Thanksgiving Day Parade the Macy's puts on is full of excitement and color, and I don't think you can beat it. I know you'll have a wonderful holiday, I hope. I hope the rest of the year is just great, too.
Thank you very much, Bud. And ladies and gentlemen, we'd just like to say to be sure to be with us again next year when Macy's Parade will be an exciting preview of the 1964 World's Fair.
That ought to be something.
Another great event. And we just can't say too much about everything that has been done here on Broadway and Herald Square in the way of music, gaily covered floats, balloons like I've never seen before.
I like Bullwinkle.
You like Bullwinkle?
Yeah, he's my favorite.
I like Santa Claus, and everybody be good, and he's liable to visit your house soon.
That's true.
Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
Same you, Chris, and your family.
Go
on, folks.
Bye, everyone.
Bud Palmer and Chris Schenkel, parade commentators for NBC's coverage of the 1962 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Audio courtesy of our friend Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. Chris Schenkel mentioned that the following year would include coverage of the upcoming 1964 World's Fair, which is kind of interesting, Phil. One of the, I believe the first, and this is from the data you gave me, the first televised Macy's Thanksgiving Parade was in 1939. It was an experimental television broadcast because television was still in its early forms back then, and I would imagine that was related to the 1939 World's Fair.
Yeah, very good parallel. It was the first televised and was local in 1939, experimental, and there were no television stations broadcasting the parade, certainly during World War II on TV, obviously. Based on some of my own research, the parade actually did broadcast on the radio, though. So there were little gaps here and there until the parade started to more come into its own. And certainly it just overshadowed any radio broadcast. I might add that this 1962 version of the televised Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, that was the second year that the parade had a two-hour window. Prior to that, the parade was only broadcast for 1 hour. So briefly, in 61-62, they doubled the time to make it a two-hour broadcast. Later, they went back to 90 minutes, then they went to 2 hours back and forth until 1969 to date, where 3 hours are allotted for the parade.
Well, our program has a two-hour window, Phil, and in order to fit into that two-hour window, we have to take a timeout right now. We are playing highlights of some of the early coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade from the early 1960s, along with our friend Phil Grice. We mentioned our first segment, Phil, that some of the early coverage on NBC hired sportscasters such as Chris Schenkel, who was under contract with NBC at the time. But in later years, they would bring in usually the people such as Joe Garagiola or in the late 80s, Brian Gumbel, people who hosted the Today Show, the Today Show anchors, because it would air in roughly the same time slot. But also, particularly in the 60s, a staple of NBC's coverage was none other than Lorne Greene, who was the star of Bonanza, which was one of the most popular shows on NBC throughout the 60s.
Lorne Greene and Betty White, they did the parade from 1962 to 1972. You had mentioned about Chris Schenkel being associated with ABC. Just a little footnote here. If we go back to the televised November 23rd, 1950 version of television, the Thanksgiving Day Parade, it only aired on ABC, which almost nobody would remember. That was on ABC, and the person who was doing the description was none other than Burt Parks. And at that time, you had Jimmy Durante, Margaret O'Brien, Boris Karloff. What a wonderful retrospective video or audio that would be. But all of this stuff from the late 40s through the 50s is nowhere to be found. And it's a shame because in later days, after 1956, these parades were videotaped by NBC so that the West Coast, where you reside, Ed, you could see that at the same 10 o'clock early morning hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that videotape did exist of these parades, but they wiped them.
Well, they wiped them because, as we've said before, they thought it was cost efficient, you know, to reuse tape, because you figure who would want to see a parade after
Absolutely.
Things. But again, you know, they would have been better off saving the tapes because they couldn't reuse them. But fortunately, you had the foresight to record many of these broadcasts, and in so doing, you're giving us a time capsule of some of the early broadcasts, such as the 40th annual
Macy's Parade from, let's see, is that 19, that's 1966. 1966.
A great example with Warren Green and Betty White hosting, and that was the 40th, yes, anniversary.
Okay, so with that in mind, we're going to play a little bit of the of NBC's coverage of the 40th parade, which originally aired Thanksgiving Day, 1966.
And now, here is the star of NBC's Bonanza, Warren Green.
Well, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. And New York is beautiful today. Just wonderful. 51 degrees and just right for today's festivities. I'm so glad you could join us because today marks a very special Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I can guarantee it's going to be a humdinger. We've reserved a box seat for you right where you are, so you won't miss a moment of the fun. Right now, I'd like to introduce a very charming lady who loves the parade as much as I do, Miss Betty White.
Thank you, Lord. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I guess we should say happy birthday, too.
Oh, we should indeed, Betty, because that special occasion I mentioned is the 40th birthday of the Macy's Parade.
And to celebrate, the world's largest store has lined up the world's most super sensational 40th anniversary parade.
Super sensational is right. More great marching bands than ever before, more high-flying balloons, more stars, more floats.
More smiling faces than I've ever seen in one morning.
Oh, Betty, for the lack of a better word, I'd say it sounds like a bonanza of excitement and entertainment.
That's a good word, Lorne. And you're right. This parade is almost as big as the Ponderosa itself.
I'm glad you said it. Now let's get the caravan rolling and join the band that's leading this extra special parade, the William Penn Senior High School Marching Band from York, Pennsylvania.
Lauren Green and Betty White anchoring NBC's coverage of the 40th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, originally broadcast on NBC on Thanksgiving morning, Thursday, November 24th, 1966. Audio courtesy Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. We'll take a quick time out, then we'll be back with Phil right after this.
Ed Robertson, thank you for making us part of your Thanksgiving holiday weekend plans. We'll be back with a brand new edition of TV Confidential next week. We'll play part two of our conversation with Joseph Doherty, author of Rod Serling at 100. Plus, we'll welcome back longtime entertainment news reporter Ray Richmond.
Accredited by Guinness World Records, welcome to Archival Television Audio Incorporated. A peerless TV soundtrack archive, preserving the audio from television's first three decades, the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the golden and silver age of television.
For more information, go to ATVAudio.com.
One more item. Are you starting a company in an emerging market or developing something new? Do you have intellectual property but aren't sure how to protect it? Reach out to our friends at Tectonic Law. They offer rock-solid representation for groundbreaking industries who need help capturing and protecting their full portfolio of intellectual property and intangible assets, including trademark rights, brand assets, copyright rights, publicity rights, and privacy rights. Tectonic Law streamlines the complex intricacies of intellectual property and business law in easy-to-understand terms that will help you and your company form a concrete plan of action to secure and protect the value of your brand and your creative work product. Tectonic Law is licensed to practice throughout the state of California. They also practice before such tribunals as the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers. Go to tectoniclaw.com, tectoniclaw.com, to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. Tectoniclaw.com. Rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
Hi, this is Jim McCrell, and you're listening to TV Confidential, and you might learn something.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. They're a community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-932-2613. 800-932-2613. That's 800-932-2613.
Hello, this is June Lockhart. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Some of the audio and video portions of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, brought to you in living color on NBC, were pre-recorded for technical quality.
Ed Robertson, law firm friend Phil Grice, says we continue playing highlights from some of the early coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC television. We talked before about how it would seem unusual to use actors as parade hosts, but lest we forget, Lauren Green, long before he became Ben Cartwright, if I remember correctly, Lauren Green was an accomplished radio broadcaster before he became a screen actor. And you could tell he has the voice and he has the presence to host an event like this.
He was dynamite. He really knew how to sell that parade. I mean, he really came across very beautifully, very strongly. He and Betty White, they did the parade for 10 consecutive years on NBC television from 1963 through 1972. And while it is true that the advantages would be for NBC to hire more journalists or people who would have more of an ability to account for a news event, because in a way, the parade was almost like detailing a live news event.
Sure.
And in the early years, if we go back to the very first NBC coverage, which was November 26, 1953, the person who was handling the description was NBC newsman Merrill Mueller. Well, I mean, you wouldn't think. I mean, he's lost in the time capsule with regard to his input there. And that happened to be the very first year, just with a little bit of a trivia. There was telecast later that night, the very first Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, muscular dystrophy telethon. That was that same night. The night before the parade, rather, Wednesday, the 25th, 1953. So it's just interesting how more and more focus on Thanksgiving was being given to the network for broadcasting certainly the parade. CBS was also simultaneously with the studio in Manhattan, Herald Square, and they were doing their own thing. But it was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that got the largest audience.
Yeah, of course, it makes sense. It makes sense to use a Lauren Green because, after all, he was the star of one of NBC's most popular shows at the time. So that's the people who love Lauren Green, people who love Ben Cartwright, will naturally gravitate to get up early on Thursday morning, at least in certain parts of the country, and watch him cover the NBC parade. Although you mentioned. Yeah, he was excellent. You mentioned CBS. Even though NBC has been the official broadcaster for the last, since 1953, CBS has continued over the years to cover it itself, and that's because it's a public event. Therefore, at least as I understand it, it's a public event. Therefore, the parade committee cannot stop other. Because it's a new, as you say, it's a news event, so you.
Correct. So it was almost like a public domain moment.
Yeah. So which is why CBS would, at the same time, they would have CBS coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. In some cases, they would have, well, like back in the 60s, for example, they would have June Lockhart, who, of course, was a big star on CBS with Lost in Space and Lassie. She would do anchor, I mean, she would co-anchor with the likes of Mike Douglas, who, of course, was a big star on Westinghouse, which at the time I think was owned by CBS. So, like, the Mike Douglas show was covered on a lot of CBS stations. So,
correct.
So you would have that as well.
Two of the most known and popular celebrities in the 50s, we go back to 54, Arlene Francis and Hugh Downs were the commentators for that parade year. So you still had some very notable people, people who were on TV all the time. And as we know, our dear friend Hugh Downs, who has been on TV Confidential, he was primarily working with Arlene Francis at that time on the home show, and they literally devote the whole hour for the parade, even though it was telecast under the home banner. Another little piece of trivia.
Hugh Downs, who has logged more hours as a broadcaster than anybody,
yep.
Anybody on television, and he's still going strong. Phil Grice is going strong as he brings us, as he shares a few highlights of some of the early NBC coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This year marks the 90th anniversary of the very first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we're playing some highlights from some of the NBC's coverage from the 60s. Next, we have NBC's coverage of the 1969 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This also features Lauren Green, Betty White, and Joe Garagiola.
Bands performing, getting into formation. The way is being readied. Eyes are turning up the street. The sense of gladness pervades the atmosphere. Happiness, joy, anticipation. Direct from the North Pole with holiday greetings for every boy and girl in the nation.
The Christmas season is here.
Lauren Green and Betty White ushering in Santa Claus as part of the coverage of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade broadcast on NBC television Thursday, November 27th, 1969. Audio courtesy Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. Lauren Green, of course, you mentioned Phil co-anchored the NBC Thanksgiving Day Parade coverage for the better part of 10 years throughout the 60s. This final clip we're going to play tonight is from NBC's coverage of the 1973 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And this time, the co-hosts are Barton Milner and Kent McCord.
This is very unusual because the way they intro this particular segment was fearless. I don't recall it ever being done prior. It certainly was never done since, and they took advantage of the fact that they had this wonderful police series, and they integrated it into the beginning.
That police series, of course, being Adam 12. So with that in mind, here are the opening moments of NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, originally broadcast Thursday, November 22nd, 1973.
Thanksgiving and Christmas seem a little more like they're supposed to seem when the air has a dip in it. I didn't realize you were such a big fan of cold weather. Well, I'm not, but Thanksgiving and Christmas are different.
1 Adam 12, 1122 in progress, Herald Square, Cone Street.
That's 1 Adam 12, would you please repeat?
1 Adam 12 repeating, 1122 in progress, Herald Square, Cone Street.
That's what I thought you said. This is 1 Adam 12, we have two small problems. 1, Herald Square is in New York, and 2, what's an 1122?
1 Adam 12, Herald Square is in New York, and 1122 is Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You two have been chosen to be this year's hosts for the parade, and the New York City Police Department is waiting to deliver you to the reviewing stand. Handle code 3.
1 Adam 12, Roger. Looks like we're going to get a chance to find out if you really like that nip in the air.
From Herald Square in New York City, Macy's 47th Annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. Brought to you by McDonald's Restaurant. You deserve a break today. So get up and get away to McDonald's. With special guests, John Davidson, The Fifth Dimension, Kathleen Freeman, Coronets, Johnny Nash, The Royal Limousine Stallion, Judy Rowland, The Rockettes, Tammy Wynette and George Jones, Langley Bell, Johnny Whitaker, Tommy June, Seesaw, The Dance Theater of Harlem, The Clydesdales, The World of Walt Disney, Balloons, 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 Santa Claus, and our hosts, the stars of NBC's Adam 12, Martin Miller, and Kip McCord. And marching in our parade and riding in our floats, our very special guests, you.
Would you mind telling me what happened? It's a little quick.
Well, you're the guy who said you wanted to spend Thanksgiving where it was cold. Here we are.
Yeah, well,
through the magic... Oh, here we are! Through the magic of television. We're Martin Milner and Kent McCord, here to be the hosts for the 1973 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You know, I don't feel like a policeman very much right now.
How come?
Well, I mean, a policeman's a guy who's supposed to keep parades moving, and we're standing here holding this one up. So how about us getting out of the way so that this great Hawthorne, New Jersey drum and bugle corps can get the parade started again?
Now you know why I'm glad he's my partner. He got me out of this mess.
Martin Milner and Kent McCord anchoring NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, broadcast Thursday, November 22nd, 1973. Audio courtesy Phil Grace, ATVAudio.com. Of course, as we mentioned before, we played the clip. The introduction for that year's broadcast was clever. It was sort of lifted the opening of a typical episode of Adam 12, which was one of NBC's most popular shows at the time in 1973, as part of the to segue into the parade coverage. And, of course, they say Adam 12, we have an 1122. 1122, of course, was the date of Thanksgiving Day that year, November 22nd, 1973.
I think that's a fascinating clip for a number of reasons. Primary, obviously, Lon Green was host for a number of years and star of Bonanza. But I don't recall any other example of two co-stars from a television series hosting a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC other than Kent McCord and Martin Milner. And if we look at the list, we go back... Dave Garraway, you have Ed McMahon, Brian Gumbel, Pat Daszak, Willis Scott, and on, Katie Couric, you have Ann Curry, Al Roker later on, and all of these people were not television stars. And in the 50s, you had Bert Parks, you had David Brinkley. In 1955, Bob Smith from Howdy Doody only one person, unfortunately, Claribel never uttered a word. And lastly, and this is the first to me when I really researched this, guess who did the 1956 parade? None other than Ernie Kovacs.
That I'm sure would have been fun because Ernie.
Oh, man, I would give everything to have something on that one.
Yeah, but Ernie Kovacs was a master of live television. I mean, if there was ever dead air, he would find something to do something with and to make it interesting and entertaining. But
the dead air that we're listening to is parade music, and I was thinking when you know, and I think you did a very good moment in terms of making a decision to let it just continue. Because it was like the theater of the mind, listening to just the music and trying to imagine maybe the balloons that were passing by or the band that was passing by. Even if one does not have sight, I would think just listening to the track and one of the different varied bands and musical selections during that 2 hours is very much in a spiritual mode for a holiday like Thanksgiving.
In addition to putting together audio highlights from some of the early NBC coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Phil has put together highlights of some rarely heard holiday specials that originally aired on NBC that are also particularly meaningful to him. We don't have time to play those tonight, but we will play those, if not next week, then certainly the week after. In the meantime, all of these archive broadcasts are available in audio form through TVAudio.com.
They're all available, and I solicit any inquiries. Even if you have a question, you have no desire to do any purchasing, I'm always here to answer questions and to make new friends.
In the meantime, Phil, we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Ed. My pleasure.
Phil will be back as we continue our look at vintage Thanksgiving programming right after this.
Ed Robertson, thank you for making us part of your Thanksgiving holiday weekend plans. We'll be back with a brand new edition of TV Confidential next week. We'll play part two of our conversation with Joseph Doherty, author of Rod Serling at 100. Plus, we'll welcome back longtime entertainment news reporter Ray Richmond.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Attention, people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-296-1288. That's 800-296-1288.
If you don't have final expense insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Call LifeCare at 800-820-3261. 800-820-3261. 800-820-3261.
Accredited by Guinness World Records, welcome to Archival Television Audio, Incorporated.
A peerless TV soundtrack archive, preserving the audio from television's first three decades, the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the golden and silver age of television.
For more information, go to atvaudio.com. One more item. Are you starting a company in an emerging market or developing something new? Do you have intellectual property but aren't sure how to protect it? Reach out to our friends at Tectonic Law. They offer rock-solid representation for groundbreaking industries who need help capturing and protecting their full portfolio of intellectual property and intangible assets, including trademark rights, copyright rights, and privacy rights. Tectonic Law streamlines the complex intricacies of intellectual property and business law in easy-to-understand terms that will help you and your company form a concrete plan of action to secure and protect the value of your brand and your creative work product. Tectonic Law is licensed to practice throughout the state of California. They also practice before such tribunals as the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers. Go to tectoniclaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. Tectoniclaw.com, rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. That's 800-640-7460.
Hi, this is Joyce Villasan. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with Phil Grace, as we continue our look at vintage television celebrations of Thanksgiving as part of the Sons of Lost Television. Phil has put together highlights of some rarely heard holiday specials from the first 25 years of television that not only are noteworthy on a historical basis, but are also particularly meaningful to him. And, of course, Phil Grice, founder and owner of Archival Television Audio, the largest TV soundtrack archive in the world, featuring more than 15,000 hours of audio from the first 25 years of television that has either been lost or otherwise not archived. ATVAudio.com. Phil, always good to have you on. Happy holidays.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone in our audience.
It's interesting, the programs you've chosen to share with us tonight, some of them, they aired on or about Thanksgiving, but they're sort of, because they relate to the holiday season in general, they kind of go beyond the actual Thanksgiving air date.
They're very, very entertaining, and while some of these could almost be special at any time of the year, many have little attachments that relate to Thanksgiving. And my goal here was to try to extract from the archive particular programs that would typically be selected by the networks, especially, to be aired during this time of good cheer, as they say, starting with Thanksgiving, post-Halloween, Thanksgiving, and certainly through Christmas. And Thanksgiving seems to be the holiday that brings families together most. It certainly, over the years, evolved into having specials on every November. It started very, very slowly, as we'll find out. But then it started to gradually become more of a tradition that NBC, ABC, CBS would be putting on special programming during mid and late November.
One of the early Thanksgiving specials that you're going to share with our listeners tonight originally aired on ABC television Tuesday, November 21st, 1961. And as we heard from our bump, it's called An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving, featuring Bob and Ray and a cast of thousands.
Bob and Ray was always a favorite of mine, as he probably has been a favorite of millions of others, of our listening audience. And they did this great little sketch related to Thanksgiving, and I get a kick out of it every time I listen to it. Very dry, very, very strong sense of humor in terms of how they would comedically do a skit, and this Thanksgiving Day skit, that was a classic.
Yeah, this is a Thanksgiving special that aired in 1961, but as we hear Bob and Ray take us to how they think Thanksgiving was celebrated in 1861, 100 years earlier.
This Thanksgiving, 1861, we have cause for alarm over the astronomically high prices being charged for our Thanksgiving turkey. We'll attempt now to try and find out why.
I'm a turkey breeder, and this is my farm.
Sir, I think you're sitting down. Would you mind standing up when I talk to you, please? Now, what factors enter the turkey price picture?
Well, there are many factors. The first thing you'd have to consider, of course, would be the cost of their food.
That's corn, chicken feed.
Well, you wouldn't call it chicken feed. Not in 1861, you wouldn't.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Well, there are a lot of expenses. Fence repair, unexpected expenses.
Like what? What would be an unexpected expense, sir?
Well, you remember that blue freeze we had last June?
Yes.
And the flood?
Yes.
My silo flooded and froze, and right into August, all I had there was a 30-foot-high hay-flavored popsicle.
Go ahead.
I wasn't listening.
Go ahead. I didn't ask you.
And it melted then in August. And then, of course, it flooded into the barn.
Uh-huh.
And these are unexpected expenses. Then we have beet trimming, which is every year.
Yes.
Three haircuts a year for myself and the two boys.
Well, that would be Edgar and Eugene. I met them on the way in, I think.
They're sick.
Are they?
Yes, but they'll be all right. Or the veterinarian comes by every year to give them their shots, too.
The boys?
No, the turkeys.
Oh.
So all in all, I'll have to get 30% more before I'd even consider letting the birds leave the farm.
But
does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, sir. Raising the turkey is only part of the cost. He must be transported to market.
You, sir, transport turkeys from the farm to market by wagon. Is that right?
No. I transport the turkeys from the farmer over to the railroad depot.
I see.
In my wagon.
I'm sorry.
In my wagon.
Yes. Has there anything been happening this year that would cause you to raise your prices?
Well, my biggest problem this year, of course, is fallout.
Fallout?
Right. Out of every 20 crates of turkeys I haul over to the depot, 5 fall out.
Bob and Ray, with a look at how Thanksgiving was celebrated in 1861 as part of an old-fashioned Thanksgiving, an ABC holiday special featuring Bob and Ray, Gene Barry, Charlton Heston, Eddie Ford Jr., Dick Button, and Richard Kiley, that originally aired November 21st, 1961. Audio courtesy Phil Grace, ATVAudio.com.
What a cast. And unfortunately, we never see these types of programming today. So wonderful. I would believe if it was broadcast today, that particular program, it would be as fresh now as it was then. The only difference would be, instead of 100 years, it would be over 150. It was a wonderful, wonderful little skit.
Well, and of course, Bob and Ray are timeless. And the beauty of Bob and Ray is there was very much a sense of improvising at the moment. Ray sat down and when he wasn't supposed to, and they just kind of went with it. So Bob said, "You're supposed to stand up," so he stood up. And then at one point they shift gears. I mean, the skit begins with Bob as the interviewer and Ray as the expert, and then halfway through the clip we just heard, they shift roles, and Ray becomes the interviewer and Bob becomes the railroad expert.
I think that their versatility was so wonderful with regard to how they would be such great comedians improvising. And, you know, this was talking about Bob and Ray had their own radio show, their own television show. They go back, you know, much earlier to 1961. And they were before Second City and Saturday Night Live and all of these improv. They broke ground, and I have to give them, you know, great respect for their comedy.
Yes, and as you mentioned, their influence is still very much alive today. And speaking of versatility, to give you an idea of the different types of variety programs that aired on television in the early 1960s, two nights later, on November 23rd, 1961, I guess this would have been Thanksgiving night, 1961. NBC aired a musical variety special starring Gordon McRae called Home for the Holidays.
And interestingly, it wasn't even in prime time. It aired from 5:30 in the afternoon to 6:30. But what a show! I mean, we're talking about, again, no expense held back. You had, besides Gordon McRae, you had a number of different stars, including a favorite of mine, Al Hurt, Brothers Four, and others, Carol Haney. It's a wonderful, entertaining program. And Mohawk Carpet, they were there for a number of years focusing on these type holiday broadcasts. And this was one of the very early ones.
I would imagine, Phil, the reason why it aired at 5:30 p.m. local time, both in New York and on the West Coast on Thanksgiving night 1961, is, you know, 5:30. A lot of people begin their holiday meal around 3:30, 4 in the afternoon. And so by 5:30, 6 o'clock, they're ready to settle.
That's right. And also, you didn't have a predominant football wall-to-wall carpeting broadcast over the network, so else that would have been drowned out in 2 seconds.
So with that in mind, we're going to play, I think this is the opening moments of the musical variety special, Home for the Holidays, which originally aired on NBC on Thanksgiving evening, 1961.
Dustiest.
Winds are the gustiest.
Gates are the rustiest.
Pies are the crustiest.
The songs the lustiest.
The friends the trustiest.
Way back home.
Trees are the sassiest.
Days are the nappiest.
The dogs are the yappiest.
Kids are the scrappiest.
The jokes the snappiest.
The folks the happiest.
Way back home.
We're listening to some of the early holiday specials on network television, some of which are Thanksgiving-related, most of which are holiday-related.
The next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. We'll play part two of our conversation with Joseph Doherty, author of Rod Serling at 100. Plus, we'll celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Sopranos on television by welcoming back Ray Richmond, author of The Sopranos, The Complete Visual History. You'll be joining us for that. In the meantime, Ed Robertson, Baptist Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, Greg Garibar, and Susan Silver, thank you so much for joining us. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt future litigation while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and libraries. Go to tectoniclaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. Tectoniclaw.com. Rock solid representation.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.